We are starting now Simon Kuf Chaf Hilchos Hechsher Kalim. So the plan, I'd like to, if we can, finish it this week maybe. If not this week, we'll finish it next week, and then maybe take a week off. And then for Pesach, we'll go through Hagalas Kalim. That'll be a good Hachana for Pesach. And then after Pesach, we'll pick a Simon in the next Chelak Beis, Chelak Gimel, I guess, of Yoredeya. Some interesting topics, maybe Kibra Ve'e, maybe Tzedakah, we'll figure that out next week. So the Mechaber begins again, Simon Kuf Chav, Dine Tvilas HaKelim. So Shulchan Aruch writes in Sif Aleph HaKone, Me HaOved Kochavim, one who buys from a non-Jew, Klei Seuda. Klei Seuda is very important. Shema Teichos, we'll get involved in this a little bit more. Klei Seuda means things are used for eating, as opposed to perhaps preparing, or perhaps when it comes to storing items. But Klei Seuda, that's the Lashon of the Gemara. Shema Teichos has to be made of metal, Osho Zekukis, or from glass. Okelim hametzupin be'ever mibifnim, or if it's glazed on the inside, afa pishem chadash, and even though they're brand new, they were never used before, you're buying brand new kelim from the non-Jews, tzarech latbilam, you have to take them to the mikvah, b'mikvah o b'ayin shel arba im sa, or a wellspring that has at least 40 sa. So then the Rama writes, the yeshomim the kelim hametzupin be'ever afilu bifnim, Yitbol below bracha v'cheinogim, kelim that are, let's say, earthenware, but there's a glass, there's a glaze on it, like our china. Our china is made of klecheres, and klecheres is not chayiv in tevila, but it does have a glaze on it, a glass glaze. Glaze is chayiv. So there's a machlokas rishonim and a machlokas poskim whether one should be tovel them and say a bracha. So it sounds like from the mechaber that one does say a bracha on this, but there are more paskins that you do not say a bracha on China. So nowadays it's somewhat of a machlokas what to do. So we'll look at the notes of Kalim, what the best recommendation is. So first look at the Taz, Sivkat, and Aleph, just the basic background of the nature of Tevilas Kalim. There's a big, big discussion. Just the Hakira that's thrown out for Tevilas Kalim is a. Anyone know the Hakira, the nature of Tevilas Kalim? What? That's part of it, Kedusha, but the more basic way they say this is there's a Rav Yehuda. The Rav Yehuda writes that there's a mitzvah of Tevilas Kalim, and the other opinion, it's a matir. It's a matir something, or it's a mitzvah. So what happened? But the other, if you don't do anything, so if you think it's a mitzvah, you just, you mevatel mitzvah, but if it's a matir, so then you've violated an iser if you didn't do Tevilas Kalim. So that's just the general chakira to keep in mind. There are many, many afkaminas. So the Taz says, Sifkat and Aleph Klei Seuda, Dichsiv kol davar asher yavo ba'esh. This is according to pasuk in Parshas Matos, that anything that came to fire, vein derech lishamish ba'esh el tzarchei suda shamateichos. The only item that is commonly used for fire with fire is things for the suda and metal. Dichsiv aches azahav. The pasuk says gold. It lists a number of other types of metals. V'chol niska b'kra hu nikra mateichos v'zukukis gam kein fine. So everything mentioned in the pasuk is a chay midrais. It's a type of metal. Now, there is a discussion in the postgame. There are a number of now metals that have been found that are not mentioned in the pasuk. Aluminum would be an example. So, are those chayiv and tevila? So, there's a machlokas postgame. The Ramosha Paskin, that all types of metals, although they're not singled out in the pasuk, they do require tevilas kalim. Now, aluminum pans, the reason why we don't do tevilas kalim is simply because they're really one time use, two times, three times at most. If a person does plan on using them more permanently, then you would have to be tova with a bracha, even aluminum pans. And then the Taz adds, based on the Gemara, v'zukukis gam kein yeshlo din matechos, the glass has the same halacha as matechos, as metal, kevin she'im nishbar yeshlo takana behituch. If the glass does break, there is a way of putting it back together. It's not through gluing it, but rather you could blow it, glass blowing with fire, just like you could do with metal. Now, what's the tam? This is what Ezra was saying. The reason for the tefila is kedei sheyatzu mitumaso shoved kochavim l'kedushaso shel yisrael. It's based on the Yushalmi that since it's elevating itself, the kli is it being elevated in status in kedusha. The tefila, just like a person who's a ger or a person who's tame, he transforms to a person who's tahor. So to the kelim are going from a possession of tumah to a possession of tara. Okay, if you look now at the Shach Sif Katan Aleph. O shel zuhukis o kelim ametupin be'ever, kein tzarech lomer v'hainu kli charis. He's talking about, just to clarify, what does it mean, kelim ametupin be'ever, that utensils covered with a glaze, it's referring to earthenware, kli charis, V'domalehen hametupin be'ever, and it's covered with some type of glaze. Now, the if you jump now to the sifkat and hay in the shach, below bracha, v'nir yesh lahatbilon im eze kliacher bibracha. The eighth is if a person needs to tovel china, you should bring along with another item that does require bracha, and this way the bracha will be chal on both items, and even the china will be included in that bracha. Okay. Now, if you look at the look at Pischei Tshuva. Pischei Tshuva Sif Katan Aleph Kli Suda. Kasa B'Sefer Chachmas Adam Klal Ayin Gimel Din Yud Gimel Hayoros Hagadolos. You see Pischei Tshuva on the bottom? Sif Katan Aleph. Hayoros Hagadolos, large vats, Shemivashlin Boshecha, that they use to boil up beer, nearly the Tzrichim Tevila, they require Tevila, V'afa pisha kovenosam u'mechabrim lekarka, even though they're connected to the ground. So what's the relevance of being connected to the ground? This is a very important heter that some use. When it comes to electricity, or electronics, to kalim, there's a shaila whether or not you have to be tovel them, they could break. So one of the heterim, they say that you don't have to, I'm not paskening here based on this, but one of the svaras thrown out is, since it only functions when it's attached to the ground, attached to the wall through the plug, then that becomes part of the ground. Who cares that it's part of the ground? Because if it's part of the ground, that's not called a keli. A house doesn't require tefillah, even if it's made of metal, and even though you're putting food on the table or on the oven, or the that's not a keli. That's called anything that's attached to the ground. It's not called the utensil, and it's not makabel tuma, doesn't require tefillah. So he says, even though these vats are so large and they're connected to the ground, mikol makom dino kikli, it's like a utensil. Vein lehem takana, there's no way to be tovel with them. They're too big to put into a mikvah. They're too heavy. Ela shiat bilam, oh yinkov, but either you try to do tefillah, if you can. Oh yinkov bahem nekev gadol, this is very important. You make a large hole in the vat, she's batel mitars kli. If the hole is large enough that a pomegranate, I think that's the shear that we use, that a pomegranate will fall through this hole, it's no longer considered keli. And then achar kach yisakein uman yisal, then have a Jewish professional, a worker, fix it. So now it's called a kli chadash made by a Jew, and a utensil made by a Jew doesn't require tevilah. That's why when you go to the silver store, you buy a new becher, most times, most likely, you would not have to ever do a tefillah, because most likely a Jewish person made that silver becher, so therefore you don't need tefillah. So that would be the eitzah. And now with some who are very sophisticated, what they would do for electronic utensils, they would unscrew it, they'd take it apart, like I think Yaakov Schmuckler does this. So he takes them completely apart, so it's completely nothing, and then he puts it back together, and now it's a kli chadash that he himself made. So that would be another eitzah for these large vats. Ach, lefi ma sheshemati sheshechar. So what I heard, says the Pischech, according to the Chachmas Adam, that the sheichar shemivashlim bo, that the beer that's being used to cook, ain't a roi l'shtia klal. When it's in those vats, apparently it's not drinkable. Ad shemisaninin oso, you have to first sift through it. There's a lot of junk in there. So efshir she'alzeh somchina olam shein tovlin osam. This might be the explanation why the brewer companies don't do tevilas kelim. Umikol makom, he says, tzarech ian sharei lo garam isakin shashchita. This is no worse than a sakin shashchita. Lekamen sifhei, kevin sheroi lishamish b'maychel acher. Right, when you have a shechting a knife, sakin shashchita, so you have to do a tevilas kelim. But when you shech the animal, it's not roi l'achila, so who cares if it's not roi l'achila? It's still part of the process of making the achila roi. So just because the vats have beer that at this stage are not drinkable, well, eventually they will be, and it still does have a din of a klei suda, so he doesn't really like that svara, and thinks someone else, you have to figure out another way to be tovel these kelim. Okay. Looking now, sivkat and beis, pischei tshuva, Zechuches Ein Beshez Yave Tzchelik Alf Simon Siv Zayin Shekosev De Kalim Habayim Mividinas Hayam Shenikram Partilin, right, which is porcelain type of utensils, pots and pans, and Domin Lechli Zechuches, it's very similar to glass, similar features. Ein Tzvichin Tevila, they don't require Tevila. The fish do. Everyone knows that Sheasiyasan Minachol Uminadama, they're made from sand and dirt. Beklimatechos Amur Biparsha, only metal requires, not things that come from the ground. The alpha gav, even though the shei tafe tve, and they're very smooth, less than, but we're not concerned. The hakol the klei zehucha shei tve minayu, glass is even smoother than this. The relevance of the smoothness means it might allow it to absorb things. The ilav mishum dechi nishru, even though if it breaks, yeshlam takana, there's a way to fix it. Latichan mishum hachi kichlimatecha shavinu lo hayu tzichan tvila pani lesle yach takana. So when it comes to glass, you can fix it, but porcelain cannot be fixed. I believe I have force in the back. I didn't look at this, but I think in the appendix he has a discussion that the different types of porcelain made from different materials. I don't remember. I didn't look it up. But from the Pischa Tshuva, the psak is that doesn't require tefillah. I think that's what the normative psak is as well. Okay. Let's now look at Sif, Gad, and Gimel. There's a lot going on in the Pischa Tshuva. Vayter in the Pischa Tshuva.
Yeah. Why porcelain? So why is it not like glass, because it's not so smooth.
What, the smoothness is different. It doesn't have the same features as it, and you can't fix it if it breaks.
The whole idea of smooth of glass is that it doesn't absorb.
The glass is the three-way machlokus, what the status of glass is. There's three ways. Some say it absorbs and cannot be removed. Some say it doesn't absorb anything. Some say it absorbs, but nothing comes out. So there's a three-way machlokus in the Shulchan Aruch and the Ramah.
The same question is what?
Is he says in the end of the day he's not addressing the hagalas kalim right now. He's talking about tevilas kalim. He's talking about the smooth, just the texture of it, how it's dissimilar to glass. In addition to it, there's no way to fix it as opposed to glass. There is a way to fix it. So if you look now, the Pischa Tshuva Sif Katan Gimel, the Pischa Tshuva writes lehatbilan kasa b'sefer chachmas adam esham din tesvav. This is very important. People don't know this halacha. They confuse it with a different halacha. You have to submerge the entire pot in the water at one time. Nothing should be remaining above the water. Even a small amount will disqualify the tevila. If it's too big, you can't put the whole thing at one time. You can't do the whole thing together. You can't do it half and half. Just like a woman can't go half the body and the other half the body. The Eino Doma L'Hagala, it's very different than Hagala. Hagala, we allow you to actually do this half and then that half. Shula Haflit Ha'Isser, that's to remove the Isser. So you remove the Isser of this part, and then you can remove the Isser of the other half of the pot. The Kaven Shehigil B'Miktas Harei Haflit. Avalhacha, when it comes to here, Mishum Tuma, the Kaven Shenishar Miktas Mimenu Chutz L'Mayim, since part of it's outside the water, Chozim is Pashid B'Chol HaKli. That Tuma is going to spread itself to the rest of the Kli. You have to do the whole thing in one shot. Next Pischei Tshuva, again, a lot going on here. Sif Katan Dal B'Mikva Omayin Kasa B'Sefer Chachmas Adam again Sham Din Yutes Nir Li D'B'Shas Hadchak Mutter Litbol Kli Zechuches B'Shelag. You're allowed to at least a glass, not metal, but glass can be dunked in the snow. Imhu B'Makom Echad, if the snow is all gathered together where these 40 saw in one spot and there's no other way to do it, you really need the Kli Zechuches. So since glass is only Medir Rabbanon, you could be Tovel in the snow if it's B'Makom Echad. The Tfilas of Vaday Hu Medir Rabbanon. Aval Lo Kli Matechos, metal cannot be De Laharbe Poskim Hu Minat Torah. And many hold that metal is Minat Torah and snow may not qualify. Now snow is a very interesting thing, how that works. It gets involved in a whole shiloh, the way they make mikvahs in Arizona in places that are very, very hot where it doesn't rain, how in fact do you get rainwater? So they don't use snow, but they actually use ice. They transport the water in ice. There's a problem of shuvim, a whole other concept of water that's been transported elsewhere. So there's only, if the water, the way it works is that's why the mikvah always has to be open, the rooftop open, for the rainwater to fall in. So there's 40 saw, and then you could take from that 40 saw to transfer over to the area where we actually go into the mikvah. But if that water was taken from elsewhere, you transported the rain from this area to somewhere else, so that's a problem. But ice isn't water, so you're allowed to transport it, and it won't be a problem of shuvim. When it comes to snow, there's a shaila in the Gemara Nida that has a shaila that's lo mashkev lo ochel. Snow isn't food, it's not a solid, nor is it a liquid. So there are a number of halachas that are impacted by that. Are you allowed to transport snow? Is snow like ice, or is it like water? When it comes to, let's say, a bracha and dessert, it's a big shaila for dessert. The person had a meal, he washed in his suda and Shabbos suda. So when it comes to dessert, it says machlokas whether or not you have to say mizonos on cake. And there's a fruit pie, everyone holds, you do have to say mizonos. When it comes to fruit, you say ha'etz. What about when it comes to candy? Everyone says candy is a shako. Well, let's say you're having ice cream. Well, as if you, let's say you have soda for a dessert. Everyone agrees drinks are not considered dessert. You would not say a shahakol in a drink. But what about a candy, a solid? You would say a shahakol at the end of the meal. So how does one qualify ice cream, which is like snow? It's somewhere in the middle. It's not quite a solid, but it's not quite a liquid. So therefore, there's a shaila what to do when it comes to saying a bracha achron, bracha rishona on ice cream as dessert. What many will do is if they have ice cream, they'll say a shahakol on a solid, and then that bracha will cover the suffix that's on the ice cream. Okay, let's get back.
Yeah. Glass, you like to do this stuff.
Exactly. Only glass b'makom shasa techak. So I don't know. Probably very, very unlikely in this area that we'll ever have such a shasa techak. But if a person has no other glass to use, so then you would be allowed to.
I was going to say, ice cream is a what bracha you make on the ice cream?
Yeah, if it's part of a suda as a dessert. If it's a drink, you don't say a bracha. If it's a salad, you do say bracha.
But let's say a person wants to go that has ice cream.
Oh, shakel. Of course it's shakel. Yeah.
So why you buy the suda? Is it different? That's what I'm saying.
No, if you're having a mozi, so you say bracha on desserts that are solid, but you don't say brachas on desserts that are liquids. You don't say, if you have Coke for dessert, you can say shakel on that?
So even though it's shakel, you don't know if it's solid.
You don't know if it's a solid or a liquid. That's a shaila. So you say shakel on a solid, and that's going to cover the ice cream. Okay. There's another interesting Rabbi Kiva Eger. And the Rabbi Kiva Eger, let's do Rabbi Kiva Eger. Yeah, okay. See Chidusha Rabbi Kiva Eger, still in this first sif here. V'chei Nogin, three lines down. V'knesa gedola kasa v'yesh lachkor hane chavios didan shel cheres gedolos hametupus be'ever. Our large jugs that are lined with glass, shemasimen behem yayim, we place wine in them. V'eza mikvah yato, which type of mikvah do you be tovel on? We don't have a mikvah large enough to place these barrels inside. So what's the Eitzah? You give it to a goy, then you could borrow it from the goy. Meaning you only have to tovel your own kalim, but that of a goy you don't have to tovel. So I mentioned this. You know what I'm talking about?
When you gave Shira on Shabbos.
Hilchah Shabbos.
I think you used to, because when you're talking about the stuff that's electric.
Electric?
You gave us Shira on Shabbos, and I think one of the solutions was to give the electric stuff.
That's on Shabbos, I mentioned that. That's a Shabbos. The head of the Shulchan Aruch is on Shabbos, so you can't be Tovah Kalim, the Gemara in Beit says. It's the Tikkun Mana. So what's it? Let's say you're stuck, and you have the only Kli to use is this one that you were in Tovah. So that's the Eitzah they say give to a non-Jew, and then you use it. I'm talking about a different case I mentioned recently. It came up, I don't remember this year, maybe last week, the hotels, if you go to hotels, you're allowed to use their kalim in the hotels if everything's cold. Are they mentioned here? It's here, right? Last week, yeah, this year. So if it's cold, you're allowed to go to the hotel, you could use their glass cups, you could use their plates, as long as the, I think the Taz or Shach, one of them says it's as long as the B'derech Harai, you don't make a habit of it, you're allowed to as long as everything is cold. Ah, but they weren't told for the kalim. There's no Tevilas kalim there. How could you use it? Of course, because you don't need tefillah kelim. Only a Jewish-owned pots and pans and plates require tefillah kelim, but not non-Jewish-owned. So that's what the eitz is. If it's too big to be tovel, so if you have now an electric stove or you know whatever electric, I don't know, what did I get recently? Someone asked me about, I don't know, a sandwich maker, let's say, or a coffee maker. So you don't want to put it in the mikvah, so give it to your housekeeper as a gift and then ask her to borrow it from you, from her, and this way you could circumvent that problem. Now, the cause of love hachachamari milida delo nira to him it appeared de'ain tzarach tefila. He doesn't think this case requires tefila. The dafka kli seuda by tefila, only utensils used for eating the elu chavayos eina rak kedel hachnis ben yayin likiyum. These barrels are only used for storing the wine, not for drinking the wine. The hiskimo rabo about the itzer heter. He thinks, however, large kalim made of metal does require. I mean, the previous case was referring to it was lined in glass. But if it's made of metal, he thinks one would require tefillah, and therefore he has to figure out an answer how to do the tefillah. The best eitz, of course, to give it to a non-Jew, he says. Yeah. Yeah. You can, I wouldn't be comfortable using it.
Right, right.
But Mikra Din, it's brought down, well, maybe we'll do Bas V'chava one of these days also. It's brought down, I believe it's, I'm looking at the page, I think it's a, I think it's a shach. It's a long shach on the side of the page here. I can find it for you. He mentioned this din. It's a back and forth between taz and shach, and b'derech harai, you're allowed to use it. Knives are a problem, though, more a problem. But it has to be cleaned well, making it. But in terms of plates and everything else, cold. Yeah. Okay. Let's go weiter now in the Shulchan Aruch Sif Beis. The Mechaber writes, Tzarech sheyehei akli, rafoi biyado b'shas tvila. So right now they're assuming we don't have those baskets in the tvila's kelim, the kelim mikvah. So now you have to hold it. Now what's going to happen if you drop it? You're going to lose it. So he says you hold it loosely, rafoi biyado b'shas tvila. Shim mehadeka biyado, if you hold it too tight, havi chatita, now your hands are going to be chatita and the water won't pass through to touch all the spots of the keli as needed. Vim lichlach yado b'mayim. This is a very important eitz. If you stick your hand first into water, and then tchila ein lachosh is no concern because since now your hand's wet and you grab the kli with water, so now the water is actually separating your hand, the skin from the kli, and water actually will pass and touch all the water, and that would be the eitzah. The Rama, however, qualifies that last heter of wetting your hand first, dafka shelichlech yadav b'mei mikvah, only if you use the waters of the mei mikvah, havalo b'mayim tulushim, but water from the faucet, let's say, that actually won't work according to Rama. Now, this is not agreed upon by everyone. If you look over, there's a long tazer we're not going to go through. We're going to use the benefit of the Be'er Heitev, who summarized everything in just a couple of lines. If you look at the Be'er Heitev, Sif Katan Gimel, he writes that Telushim, Hataz Chalik Azeh, V'sfir Leid Afilu B'mayim Telushim Mahani, it works even using water from, not the water mikvah, the mikvah waters. Ela Tzarech Shelo Yachaz Akli B'koach Rak V'dibak B'neinu, don't hold it too tight, you're supposed to loosen it. Those are similar to when it comes to mikveh in general. When a person goes in, whether it be a woman or a man, they shouldn't close their eyes too tight or their lips too tight because then it doesn't allow the water to pass through. It's supposed to be just normal closing of the mouth and the lips and the eyes so the water could pass through on all the skin. So to holding on to the water, you could dip it in the water or turn the sink on and then hold it medium strength. The hashach kasev the tzarchim, the shach wasn't so sure about this and he leaves this off at the tzarchim. I believe the post can do quote this lahalacha that one can stick the hand in the water and hold it very loosely. It really, depending what you're holding, of course, sometimes it's harder and easier, but that's a good eitzah to get your hands wet first. Okay. Now the tzarchin, I should say, is only on the mayim tulushim. Most people are going to get their hands wet in the mikveh, it's right in front of you anyways, so that would be just very easy to accomplish. Look now at the Pischei Tshuva Sif Katan Hey, this is on the previous page, the last line. The Pischei Tshuva writes, Shehe Kli Rafoi Ayin Shach Mash Hikshal Zeh Umashma Daito Gam Hacha Betvias what's that, Kohen Gadol Afapi, that makes sense, Kohen Gadol not sure. Let's see, Afapi She Rafo Yadov Lo Alsa Trila. So it sounds like from the Taz, the Shach rather, that even if your hand is loose, La'alsa tefila, the tefila won't work. Gezeira shemal lo yirpa. If we tell you an eitzah that if you hold it loosely, it's good, the guy might hold it tightly and it won't be good. So it sounds like from the shach, best not to hold on to it at all. Drop it, use a basket. The ayin mitfaris lemoshe, shetirich kushyaso betuv tam. The hasam tefila's tumah. When it came to the tefila of a person, the kohen gadol, shayach shapir gezeira. That's a real concern because the Kohen Gadol, if he's Tameh, so whatever that case is, so then, im lo yirpa yavo lide iser chamer biyadayim, that's going to create a real iser, kigon sheyival nida, o yasim bikli tshuma, tahora, yochilenu vihit misa. When it comes to real tumma, not tefillas kelim, real tumma, the onesh, the iser that can result, can be very, very severe. When it comes to tefillas kelim, the afim yishtamish b'kli. Even if you do use a kli that hadn't been put into mikvah yet, acharkach lo achol isura, the food won't be usher. The halo nesar mash besocho. It doesn't create an isser. The isser of using kelim that have not been through tevila is an isser on the one using the kelim, but the food does not become a chefta shel isser. That this is a big shayla that comes up. You go eat at someone's house. You trust the kashis, but you don't think that they knew tefillas kelim. Tefillas kelim is a new halacha, or maybe they didn't know how to do it properly. That's happened before, where I've been invited to relatives where I trust the kashis, you know, depending on what it is, but I know they for sure didn't do tefillas kelim. So what are you supposed to do? So the food that they made won't be usher because they didn't do tefillas kelim. they get the Isser for cooking things without Tefillas Kelim, but the food remains mutter. So where Moshe talks about the only item that you can't use, anyone know which item he says you can't use? When you're eating at their house. So all the food's made. So can I use my plate, my fork? It didn't go to the mikveh yet. So it's all also to, you can't use the items that have not been in the mikveh yet. So Moshe writes, you're allowed to use everything except for, glass, but not the material, but the cup, a cup and a bowl. Why? A plate, I don't really need a plate. My chicken could be fed to me on the table if I wanted. I don't need a fork, it just makes it neater. I don't really need that. But you need a cup. Because if you don't have a cup, then you can't have the water. You have nothing to drink out of. If you don't have the bowl, I can't have the soup anyway. You can't put the soup on the plate. So therefore, only things that are really necessary are going to be usser in terms of using it. Again, a soup, a spoon, we could argue, I guess. But a bowl and a cup, those you can't use. But when it comes to plates and forks and knives, even though you're certain they didn't use Tefillas Kelim and you might embarrass them, Moshe says you are allowed to use those utensils.
Well, if you're allowed to use everything else, what's the difference? I mean, at root, if you know that there's no question that they weren't told, what's the difference?
What do you mean, what's the difference?
I'm saying, why isolate the cup and the bowl?
You're in a tough situation.
It seems arbitrary just to say that.
No,
because those aren't necessary. The fact is, you're not going to go to someone's house and eat off the table. So, why say that those two are the only two that?
No, because those are necessary. Though you don't really need them, even though I wouldn't eat off the table, but I'm able to. Now, Ramosha, I didn't look the tshuva up this time around, but Ramosha, I think, was talking about a situation where you're going to a guest or the host. You're the guest of the host, and really, nothing you could do about it. Either sit there and embarrass them and eat nothing, or you could. So I don't think he was advising people to go ahead and do this, but given the circumstances, that was the best.
It almost seems as if, though, you know, you can pass and say thank you. I'm not, no soup for me, but everything else, you know,
right. But if there's an isser, so you can't violate an isser for covered abrios. Isser deraisa is not permitted. See, he doesn't think there's an isser deraisa.
Food would be usser anyway.
No, great, but you using the soup bowl that had not been in the mikveh would be usser for you to use.
Because it's necessary.
Right. That's the chiddush of Moshe.
Plate would be fine.
Plates and forks are fine. Possibly the spoons, and I guess in theory you could sip up the, use a straw maybe for the, I don't remember what he says about a spoon.
The fact that Kalem are new, again, that doesn't make a difference.
Not at all.
Because years ago, let's go back 40 some years ago, Elau used to give out metal, they didn't have plastic.
Uh-huh.
They used to give out metal utensils.
And it wasn't in the mix, you have no idea?
They're brand new.
Yeah.
How
could have been made by if it had a shkach, could have been there made by a Jewish Israeli company maybe. Okay, let's look now at Sif Gimel, then we'll stop here. Sif Gimel, the Mechaber writes, Yivarech al Tefillas Keli. You say the bracha al Tefillas Keli v'im heim shnayim o yoser mevarech al Tefillas Kelim. So if you go to Tefillas Mikvah, Kelim Mikvah, you'll see sometimes they have like a parentheses. For one it's Keli, for multiple ones it's Tefillas Kelim. So if you look now at the Shach, Sivkata Neches. Yivarech al Tefillas Keli, V'yesh Poskim, there are those who hold, Levarech al Tefillas Keli Batechos. You specify metal. If it's having metal, you say metal. If it's glass, you don't say metal. V'chein Kasav Abach, Shekein Iker, V'shekein Ra, Noeg Yapip Zekenim. He observed this himself from many great Zekenim. V'chein Pasuk Ha'isr V'heter, Klal Tadiches, that you should really specify the material that's being said. Now, I've never seen this before anywhere. If you look now at the Taz, Siv Katan, Hey, Yivarech al Tefillas Keli, Bedarche Moshe, Kasa B'Shem HaMordechai, Perek HaSocha, Yesh Metzrichen Levarech al Tefillas Keli Matechas, like we saw in the Shach, you have to specify the material, Shelo Yehe B'Mashmo Shar Kelim, so you don't imply other materials, Shein Chayavim B'Tefillah, that don't require Tefillah. V'chein hu b'hagos ha'shri ha'kan l'shono. V'timuasi, this is very troublesome to me. D'im kein, nivar gam kein ha'kli matecha shel su'uda. Why not say a step further? Metal kelim that are used for the su'uda. That's really specific. D'lo l'shamei af ha'sheinim shel su'uda. This way people know that materials not used for su'uda don't require tevila. So where do you draw the line? El ha'karchach she'ein tzarech l'hazki b'bracha kol pratei perushei ha'mitzvos. You don't have to be that specific. Ah, so how come v'lo dami lebirchas ner shechanukah? We say ner shechanukah. Why not just say lahalik ner? Why say lahalik ner shel chanukah? Why are you specifying it? V'lo stam ner. The real mitzvah is Chanukah. We're doing a ner of Chanukah, but Chanukah is the ikar. How could you not mention Chanukah in the bracha? Here the ikar mitzvah is kelim, not the metal. The metal is a detail. The ner is a detail. The ikar mitzvah is Chanukah. The ikar mitzvah is kelim. That's how he explains this, and that's how we paskin. We don't mention the material. Last line here of the Be'er Heitav, jump down to Be'er Heitav, Sif Katan Dala, the very last line of the page in parentheses. Ubidyevit in Beirich al Kalim Harbe al Tfilas Kali. Let's say you have many Kalim, and you accidentally said Tfilas Kali, just one. Oh, al Kali Echad, you said al Tfilas Kalim. You're Yatza nonetheless, even though you switched around. But ideally, if you have one Kali, it should be Tfilas Kali. If you have multiple ones, it should be Tfilas Kalim. Okay, we'll pick up tomorrow. Have a one.